Joining me now, Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont, and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouses Point, New York, and at Swanton Lumber as well. They are online at sixandstuff.com. Kyle, it's been a while. You've been awfully busy. How are you?
Yes, we have been awfully busy. I'm doing well, and we're going to continue to be very busy for the next couple of months. There's been a lot of stuff going on. I know we had a grand reopening of our Rouses Point location this past weekend. It was a great turnout. We did some raffles, did some giveaways. They had a cookout. So for everybody who attended, I heard that it was great. We're going through the process of resetting our stores. We're getting some more current fixtures, making a little more user-friendly, changing the layout a little bit, but we're going to continue to have, you know, everything that people want, people need, and we're bringing in a lot of new stuff that's relatively new to the market, so we're pretty excited about it.
Certainly good news there. You can always check out the flyer for all these stores, by the way, at sticksandstuff.com. What else we got? You're going to be busy for months now. What are people, is everybody coming in asking for decking advice? What's going on?
Yeah, so people, you know, they're definitely getting all their building projects done. I mean, everyone's working on their garden sheds and their deck. We've been doing a ton of paint, ton of stain. I know once the calendar turns to August, people really put the push on before fall. So, yeah, we've definitely been busy answering calls and helping customers with all of those building projects that they're trying to tie up before fall rolls around.
What else we got to know?
So far we have gone through, we've reset our Middlesex store, our Derby store, and our Rouses Point store. Enosburg, Swanton, and the St. Albans location are next on the chopping block. So it's going to be something we're going to be taking on over the next couple of months. But we've seen the layout. It looks really, really good. I don't know if anyone has been over to the Rouses Point store who's listening to this, but it looks really good. It has nice powder-coated black racking, new pegboard, lots of user-friendly headers and directions on how to get through the store. So, yeah, we're working on that, and it is a long process. If you think of the square footage of product that we have to move just to, you know, redo the floor, it's going to be a long process, but it's going to look really, really great, and I'm excited to see the final results.
It's Kyle over at Six and Stuff, Swanton Lumber. Kyle, are you a big Olympics guy?
I am a big enough Olympics guy. My wife says I'm too big of an Olympics guy, but, you know, it only comes around every 4 years. So, yeah, I have been watching quite a bit. Watched the women's rugby the other day representing Burlington, Vermont. So they did great. Semifinals tomorrow. Yeah, I'm excited to follow it.
All right. What Olympic sport would you like to take part in?
I could not take part in any of them, I don't think, and show up to work the next day probably. But if I could do anything, man, that's tough. That's on the spot. I think I'd like to be able to actually do one of the track running events, maybe like the long distance one. If I could be in good enough shape to do that, I would be very happy.
That would be good. If you talk about being up in St. Albans, if Ellie Perrier St. Pierre wins the 1500 and she's a Montgomery, Vermont native, I vote for her to do something with Sticks and Stuff up in St. Albans.
That would be a great vote. We'll have to see how things unfold, and hopefully for her it works out well. And if not, we can all just drink chocolate milk and be happy for her.
There you go. Absolutely. Kyle, be well, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. See you guys next Monday.